Hello, I'm Joe Inglis and welcome to the Bid Food Talking Food podcast. For anybody new here, this is a series where we talk about everything to do with food service, including advice and tips from experts in our business, customers and key people in the industry. In this episode, we're continuing to talk about the impact of COVID-19. Our focus today will be on the hugely important factors of hygiene and keeping safe environments, which is obviously so important for anybody in food service, as so many consumers will be fearful of going back into public spaces once it all reopens. Like our previous episode, we're continuing to record these via Zoom, remotely. As I'm sure you can imagine, it's still very strange to do it like this, and I do apologise if at any point we're disrupted by my rather needy, loud cat. I'm sure any pet owner can sympathise whilst working at home. My co-host today is Michaela Bateman, who you would have heard from in our last episode. She is our category manager for catering supplies, and then we'll be joined by Andrew Dorney, who is our catering supplies sales controller. For this episode, we've got loads of key insights, learnings, ideas, and future predictions to go over today to help you with getting ready for when it comes to reopening. So, let's get things started. First up, I'd like to welcome Michaela. Hi, Michaela.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Glad to be back.
For those that haven't heard the last episode, what is your role at Bidfood?
So I'm the category manager for non-foods, and this covers three main categories. So food to go packaging, hygiene, paper hygiene, and tableware. And last time I was on the podcast, I talked about food to go packaging. So I'm here today to talk about the hygiene aspect of our business.
Great. You touched upon it a little bit there. So what's happened in terms of hygiene since the outbreak of COVID-19 in food service?
Well, I think obviously, of obvious reasons, hygiene has become really the new priority at home and in food service. So I think it's really changed the way we think. Gone are the days when the kind of 10-second rule when you drop food on the floor is acceptable anymore. I mean, I haven't heard that saying since lockdown. I actually remember sitting in a cafe with some of my friends the week when it all started kind of happening, or we became aware of COVID-19. One of my friends had a sanitizing wipes and was wiping everything down before she let her child kind of sit at the table. And I did think at the time that, oh gosh, that's quite extreme. But little did I know that we'll all be behaving like this 2 weeks from then.
What have you seen the changes in customer requirements been since this?
Well, we've actually seen very big changes in what customers are wanting from Bidfood. So previously, slow selling lines for us were things like PPE, so sanitizers and hand wash and face masks and those sorts of products. We were almost delisting them, but at the moment, they are kind of increasing. So I think hand soap in the last 4 weeks has had an increase of 170%.
Wow.
So we're really having to look at our ranges and change what we will be stocking going forward.
Yeah, and then I guess that leads on to, so how do you see things changing the next few months?
Well, cleaning's before been kind of the hidden cost to businesses. So obviously with food service, when you buy food, you kind of get an element of that cost back because customers obviously buy the food or drink, but cleaning obviously you don't. So that's always been a cost to businesses that they've had to factor in. But I think it will really become their kind of greatest USP going forward to keep customers satisfied and also ensuring that kind of repeat business. Because I think cleaning will have to become a lot more visible. Customers will want to know where their food is made and that where they eat, it's clean and safe. And I think customers are very quick to remember cleanliness, and if something's not kept to standards, they're also quick to tell their friends.
That's great. Thank you very much for that, Michaela. Now let's hear from Andrew Dorney.
Okay, welcome back. We're here now with Andrew Dorney. Andrew, can you tell a little bit about yourself and what your kind of role is at Bidfood?
So I'm the sales controller for catering supplies within Bidfood. That generally means that anything you can't eat or drink falls on my lap, from a spoon to a cooker to some sanitizer, which is pretty apt considering that's what we're talking about.
So quite broad then. So what have you been doing, and how are you finding life in lockdown?
So separating work from home life is probably is another challenge for me. The living room is totally work-free, and in the evenings we kind of become box set junkies. And at the minute, I'm on the third series of Desperate Housewives, which is very good and funny.
So you're finding some fun crazy things to do.
Yeah, trying to, anyway.
That's good. How Bidfood adapted in the last few months?
I think amazingly is really sums it all up. I think in our world of non-food and catering supplies, we've always been a key supplier to hospitality. We have products that help our customers now, as well as when the businesses are getting ready to go back. And we've got great relationships with our suppliers. Our supply chain is strong, but productivity and product sourcing has been difficult throughout this time because with the such as of PPE and hand sanitizer. However, I think what we have found is that communication has been key, which has really helped us adapt quickly and react quickly to supply issues, new products, marketing, and also helping our customers know what's around the corner, which certainly isn't always clear.
So how have you noticed how our customers' purchasing behaviours changed since the outbreak?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly has changed for sure. And also it changes quite regular down to the status of what lockdown is at the time. We've seen products like face masks and thermal thermometers become core range in food service, where before it would have been a medical product. Hand sanitizers, gloves have increased immensely. And as business looks to return, the whole new world of social distancing and sanitizing stands and floor signage is our next big challenge. I think that customers' purchasing has also been a little bit kind of increased, not so much price conscious, but knowing that they actually need these products in now. The basis of hygiene is the same now as it always has been, to be fair, with consistent levels of cleanliness, improving hygiene standards at all times, and evidence of due diligence for the EHO. However, I think as businesses return and post COVID-19, there needs to be visibility from creating clean and hospitable environment, and effective, and also cleaning needs to be taken serious. If it's not, customers can face legal action, bad reputation, loss of custom and food poisonings. And on a personal front, I think that it would be good to see hygiene ratings come in to food service, similar to the food rating scheme that is already in place.
Andrew, that's a really interesting idea. We will be back in a moment looking at the importance of cleaning.
Welcome back. It's still Michaela, Andrew and I here. Now we'll be going through what is needed for cleaning. So Andrew, if I was to put together a checklist of things that I need to do to make sure that I have a clean kitchen, what would I need to do?
There's three stages to it. And I think the first thing really that we need to know about is and understand that what is effective cleaning, and that is removing bacteria, whether it's on your hands, equipment or any hard surface. Obviously, this then helps stop the risk of harmful viruses and bacteria being spread. Clean, if you don't know, means free from dirt, marking or soiling. And any surface needs to be visibly clean before you can sanitize or disinfect. So the three stages are physically clean, chemically cleaned, which is by detergents, and then, this is a bit of a mouthful, microbiologically cleaned as well. And I've done that in one take. This involves kind of disinfectants. So what you've got there with your three stages to remove soil, clean down with a detergent and then a disinfectant, which then cleans and kills the bacteria. This kind of just reminds me quickly of many moons back when I used to be a rep. I used to look after Balmoral Castle and the Royal Household. And I was with the head housekeeper from Balmoral. And we were talking about these high scented cleaners that smell of lemon and everything like that. And she said, I don't want any of that. She said to me, the cleanest smell that you can have is no smell at all. And she said, I don't want any smells. And that comes from the Royal Household. There you go.
Oh, official sign. That's great. What about with sanitizers? Obviously, this is quite a key thing that people are talking about at the moment. What do Absolutely. Business need to do to use these effectively in their sites?
What I get asked a lot of is, what's the difference between a sanitizer and disinfectant? And basically what a sanitizer is a disinfectant that cleans as well. So it brings a three-stage cleaning process into a two-stage cleaning process, because the sanitizer with one spray will clean and disinfect at the same time. All sanitizers have contact time, so it's clear that when you are using it, you need to make sure you understand what the contact time is. Last week, we had some really great news that our own brand sanitizer has been certified to kill coronavirus and all known coronaviruses.
That's great news.
That is. I was quite pleased.
So for cleanup throughout the day when people are using tables, how do you make sure that they are clean and safe every time people use the tables?
I think prior to the COVID pandemic, you would see tables being cleared down after use. You would use your spray and wipe surface sanitizer, spray and wipe down, and then dress the table. However, I think really post COVID, and when businesses start going back to work, we will see a different type of cleaning. I think you will see that there will be less touch points on the table. So things like your salt and pepper pots. I think that also tables will be sanitized and dressed in front of you. So whilst normally you wait for a table to be dressed, you should be brought to your table, sat down, and then it will be dressed around you. So you can see that the effort behind around the hygiene has gone into to maintain that level of confidence that the area that you're eating it has been cleaned. I think also it will need to be seen throughout as well. I think we've all been to restaurants where you've been given a sticky menu, or you've gone to the toilet and it smells, or the floors are sticky, you lean your elbow on a bar and it's quite hard to come off. In the main, we accept that, and we might have a little moan and we think we're not going back there again, but we accept it. Where going forward, that won't be accepted anymore. I know that if I went somewhere and got handed a dirty menu, I would be straight out.
It's all about building that trust up again, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is.
That's great. Thank you very much. There's some really interesting tips there. Next up, we'll be talking about hand hygiene.
Welcome back, Andrew. Obviously, hand hygiene has been probably the biggest thing talked about in this pandemic. What do you recommend as best practice?
It's one of these things that, you know, people are told to wash their hands and everybody kind of goes, well, we do wash our hands, and it could be a bit of the norm. But I think when it comes to food service, the moments on where you should wash your hands are pretty much endless, to be fair.
What's probably been less talked about is how you're supposed to dry your hands. What would you recommend?
I think this is one of my biggest bugbears, and I don't think I'm alone with it, that you go to the toilet, you wash your hands, you put your hands under a hand dryer for 2 minutes and they come away just as wet, and you end up wiping your hands down your jeans and walking out of the toilet. So really the best way and the most hygienic way of drying your hands is through paper towels. They are ideal for drying. They can be disposed of easier so bacteria can't spread. I think what we will see, though, is an increase in no-touch or one-touch dispensing systems, kind of reducing touch points and making sure that the bit of tissue that you are drying your hands with hasn't been touched by anybody else.
So what about if your customers can't wash their hands before eating at your site?
Well, I think most places will recommend that you wash your hands. Like you say, if you cannot, then the next solution is sanitizing your hands. Hand sanitizing would have been found mainly in a kitchen. Very rarely would you have found it in front of house, and certainly you would never really have found it in a toilet. I think what you will find now going forward is sanitising dispensers will be in at the entrances of food establishments. They'll be at the entrances and exits of all kitchens. And we've seen a huge increase in people asking for mobile stations and freestanding sanitising stations. I suppose the only thing with sanitising is if your hands are soiled, sanitising won't clean your hands. You need to clean your hands by washing and sanitise to kill the bacteria.
Thank you, Andrew. That's been really interesting and insightful. Coming up next will be our final topic, where we'll be talking about social distancing and the importance of it.
Now for our final topic, we'll be talking about social distancing. Two words that almost everybody says every day now, but never said a few months ago. Obviously, things have changed in food retail, such as the experience you find in supermarkets. But how do you think things will change and develop in food service?
Food service, again, is it probably entering the unknown world with social distancing. I think people will take things of what's happened in retail. And I think a lot of our customers will be eagerly watching the first phase of business that returns. It is an unknown world, but I think it will soon turn into the norm when it comes to hygiene and safety.
So how do you provide customers confidence that your site is safe and social distancing is being adhered to?
There will be strict hygiene procedures in place, which is similar to what we were talking about earlier. But also visible signage will be key. Customers will want to see and understand, and it needs to be clear on what these social distancing measures are. Identifiable staff for uniforms. So if there's been areas where uniforms haven't been that necessary, now customers will want to know who's working at this place and who isn't an employee. Clear communications on what the measures are being taken to ensure the best possible safety, not only for the customer, but also for the staff that are serving them.
Andrew, what have we got at Bidfood to help with social distancing?
We've introduced a whole new range of products such as sneeze guards, space dividers, sanitising stations, and a lot of floor graphics and wall graphics. The more visible our customers are with cleaning and procedure, equipment and the measures to take to combat the spread of COVID-19 and any other virus come to that, the greater chance of increasing your trade and confidence in eating out.
How about then in the kitchen? Obviously, this is a very difficult area to social distance in. What do you recommend here?
I think this will really depend on what the size of the kitchen and the size of the staffing is. In larger kitchens, I think we will see designated workstations with clear distancing measures, whether that's by tape on the floor or divider screens. Implementing, where possible, one entry, one exit. Staff having their own equipment, which is also another thing that's been raised about, so not sharing knives and not sharing utensils. And I think in smaller kitchens, I mean, I've been in some kitchens that aren't even 2 meters in length. So I think within your smaller kitchens, readily available hand hygiene, PPE, and strict policies on personal hygiene. I think on personal hygiene as well, I think what we'll also see is a social and self-responsibility. And if we see people that are not adhering to the rules in workplace, I think it will be addressed fairly soon, where it may have been ignored before.
How do you see everything that we've talked about today changing over the next few months?
The next coming months, the businesses will start to return new procedures. Staff will need to be trained or retrained on back to basic cleaning and hygiene and the new systems and new customer behaviour that they will be encountering. I was speaking to a customer recently regarding back to business, and the two things that we talked about the most was the importance of staff training and confidence. And if the first measures are to ensure that staff safety and their understanding of why the new measures are in place, then this will naturally pass on to the customers, giving that customer confidence. So it's key that the staff and our colleagues need to have confidence in the safety measures taking place. And the second point that we were talking about was reviewing procedure. It's all very well implementing new procedure, but it needs to be measured, it needs to be reviewed to make sure that there is no low risk or any high risk areas. So I think that we have a long path ahead of us still. When the current pandemic is over, we must ensure that there are improved cleaning and protection procedures that are kept up, and we don't start slipping back to those sticky floors and menus.
That's really great. Thank you very much for joining us today, Andrew.
No problem. Anytime.
Welcome back to the Talking Food with Bidfood podcast. There's loads of interesting insight there from Andrew, which is all really important for building up trust in consumers and easing any anxieties that they may have about returning to your business. So to wrap things up, Michaela, what are the key things that you've been taking away from today?
It's been really interesting to talk to Andrew today about cleaning and hygiene and how we see food services adapting procedures going forward. I think the main things I've taken away from today is that how important cleaning will become and also how visible it will become. So just by having things like hand sanitizers at the front desk and also cleaning the tables in front of customers. So things that were hidden before are becoming very visible. I think the second thing is social distancing. Obviously, this is a very new thing for us. But I do think it will become be in place for a long time. I think it will be adapted the more restrictions will be eased. So it'll be interesting to see how that's going to change. But obviously, all the food service establishments have been closed. So it's going to be all new to them. So it'll be interesting to see how that's going to be implemented. And then probably finally, I think the importance of personal hygiene and what Andrew said about social distancing and the kind of responsibility we have to others. So it's going to be a lot more ownership on actual people and the consumers eating in these places and how they also behave. And I think that's something we're seeing already. Whatever business you are in, you have to adapt, and we all have to be responsible to each other.
That's great. Thank you very much for your time again today, Michaela.
Thank you very much, Joe. And just remember, clean smell has no smell.
Thank you again for Michaela and Andrew for joining me today. We have a number of tools available for you if you want to learn more about how we can support you on this subject. For example, we have our Helping with Social Distancing and our Helping You with Hygiene brochures. If you go to this episode's bio, you'll be able to find all the links for these there. For anyone who's interested in finding out how else we can support or about becoming a customer, go to bidfood.co.uk for more info. In the meantime, please subscribe, review and share this series on whatever platform you use to listen to these on. It'll mean more people can listen and learn about our take on the latest in food service. Stay safe all and speak to you soon.